listen to every single podcast on oneofus.net. What do I do now?
Well, first of all, how is that even possible? But secondly, I think I have a solution for you, Chris.
There can be no solution, Brian.
There is a solution, and that solution is our newest sponsor, Audible.com. Guys, if you haven't tried Audible.com, now is the perfect time to do that. We're talking about content that includes over 150,000 audio programs. We're talking about books on digital, audio dramas, broadcasters, magazine and newspaper publishers, all the greatest stuff you can possibly imagine in one place just for you.
Okay, that actually does sound pretty good.
Doesn't that sound great? And you know what? I'm going to make it sound even greater, Chris, because they are officially, Audible is officially one of our sponsors here at oneofus.net, and as a special gift to you guys, Audible is giving away a free audiobook. All you have to do is click on the link at the bottom of this page, or you can go to audibletrial.com/oneofus.
You mean to say that by clicking on audible.com and downloading their free book, they make sure by listening to that audio that we keep making more audio as well?
That's right, and the cycle continues. Is for great of dislike of this movie.
So, you were doing an impression of your grandmother who had a stroke?
This movie is for dumb.
I want to see the characters in this movie have a conversation with Yoda and watch everyone become even more irritated.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this script was basically written by Cheeseburger Cat. That's what I took away from
That's
it.
That's what I liked about it.
Yeah, I had a feeling. So,
big promo for Cheeseburger Cat.
Right? Finally, Cheeseburger Cat gets his moment in the sun 6 years after anyone remembers what that is. But this is the highly suspect review of Home, which
Home.
I was... Home. Home.
Home.
I was kind of hoping when we got the email about the screening that it was a horror film.
Yeah.
It is not a horror film.
That's Houseu.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
This is Homu, or... Be it ever so humble, there's nothing like tortured syntax to convince people you're an alien.
You know, I will say this, though. I really loved the hero of this film, which was Bo, who turned around and yelled at the woman who had a screeching infant behind us.
I gotta give you that. I gotta give you that.
I gave her an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, guys. Like, I get that it's a kid's movie, and it's a screening of a kid's movie.
Right.
I don't quite get why you bring an infant, but this is not the first movie that I've seen that. But when the kid is literally screaming for an hour, and you just sit there like you're on an airplane and there's nothing you can
do
about it.
She was literally, like, jingling her keys.
Oh, yeah, that'll make it better.
Now you're just as annoying as the child.
And at one point, she had leaned over with the kid, so the kid was, like, six inches from my ear while it was squalling. And I was like, what are you doing? I was waiting for the kid to throw up on me. Really.
I still think that was more entertaining than anything in this movie.
Well, entertaining may not be the right word. Stimulating.
Yes, stimulating for sure.
But we are the Unusual Suspects. I'm Chris.
I'm Sam.
I'm Brian.
I'm Bo.
Bo is back, and Sam has joined the Unusual Suspects because apparently watching 15 movies once every 2 weeks or so wasn't enough for him.
It's never enough.
Is this your first highly suspect review?
I believe so.
Yeah, it only gets worse from here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I picked a doozy of a beginner.
You did. I'm so excited. This is the one you break your cherry on because it's so
awful. He popped his cherry.
See, I think you guys now... You guys just got back from South By, and so you've actually seen good stuff. I've been putting up with the normal crap from that has been coming out for the last 3 months, so I'm like, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't like having somebody drive nails into my eyes.
I don't know, every time the little alien character, Boov, which, by the way...
Well, they're all called Boov.
Oh, yeah, but so is the hero, because brilliant writing is what this is for, is so obnoxious that every time he spoke, I wanted to drive nails into my ears. That really ran its course for me very early.
It definitely ran its course, but I will hand it to, and I know you don't like Jim Parsons, and I'm not even a big fan of the Big Bang Theory. I don't think the problem with that show is Jim Parsons. I think he's an incredibly talented comedian and performer, but I think on the whole he did a good job with the audience this is directed to of this being kind of clueless but nice
screaming
alien.
Babies?
Well, that's the thing. This movie is essentially a colorful moving mobile above a toddler's
Literally,
crib.
He changes color. Like, this movie is so only targeted at the smallest children in the audience that the hero literally changes colors At whim.
Well, not only that, all the alien technology is based on bubbles.
It's all bubbles. It's look all at all bubbles. The bubbles. And they have the like, internet, too, it. For some reason.
Wait, but you guys don't get it. There's diversity in the movie.
There is?
They even point out all the time how it's a girl, and she's not white.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Which is a good step. Yeah, I'll say it's a good step.
Yeah,
it's
which is a...
But for such a terrible dretch of a fucking film.
But for the reason being that it's Rihanna playing her, and every song in the movie is by Rihanna, and basically what you're watching is a giant extended commercial for Rihanna.
Oh, it's terrible.
Hey, they snuck in a J-Lo song at least once.
But she was playing her mom.
Exactly.
So.
And I love that they animated the J-Lo character with a big ass. Like, they wanted it to stay true to form.
Well, but here's the thing. Steve Martin, who is absolutely the most talented musician in the cast, they didn't give him one fucking banjo song. Well, that's, so, fuck you.
You know, it is true, kids don't really respond to bluegrass the way they did, say, at the turn of the 19th century.
Oh, but the music is... I'm sorry, inbred kids still love banjo music.
That's true, and I like that you looked at me when you said that.
I'm the one from West Virginia. I mean, Virginia! God.
Let it become the narrative!
Even I forget.
But, like, all the music in this is so fucking insufferable, and they use it every time there's supposed to be an emotional beat, because they can't figure out how to make the movie work, so they're like, Just play another schmaltzy, like, YA song sung by Rihanna, and we'll literally bubble wipe from one scene to the next, so you see them becoming friends, and it's like, really? That's what, like, I think if you took all the time in this movie where the dialogue gets completely overcome by the music, this movie's only about 22 minutes long.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, it's not that different from most animated films more targeted at a younger audience, which is to say most of them, and that there are a lot of those musical sequences. It's just the music in here is kind of intolerable.
I don't know, man. I don't think I've ever seen an animated movie with this many blatant, like, never mind what's going on, here's another pop song.
Oh, did you not see the Rio films? Also
that's
from DreamWorks?
True. I didn't, because okay. DreamWorks.
Okay, so just so you know, those are a thing. But you know, even DreamWorks occasionally does good stuff, you know? Yeah. I mean, like the How to Train Your Dragon films are
that's great
amazing.
Stuff. Yeah.
So it's not like they're incapable of making good movies. They just didn't care.
Yeah. Well, I guess we should talk, the basic plot here is that the Boov are the, like, cowardly race in the universe, and their enemies, the, what are they called, the Florg, or who gives a shit? So the enemy aliens always seem to find them and destroy their planet.
Gorg.
The Gorg, okay, fine. But don't you worry, because they found a new place to hide, and it's Earth, so they relocate all the humans' persons to this humans' place. Oh my God, I'm having a stroke.
Stop talking
Brian,
like that.
You're talking like the character.
Bo said it when we leaned over and goes, oh, this is actually about Israel.
Yeah, they completely displace all the humans, just pick them up and go, you don't live here anymore, we do.
And the humans are like, okay.
I'm pretty sure I just loved it. Yeah, that's it. Like, they show at one scene where all the Boov are leaving, the humans are like showing these signs, like, yay, get out, Boov.
That's the greatest resistance we could muster.
Yeah, other than that, everybody's just like, hey, I got a house. This is actually pretty nice.
Somebody picked up a Hobby Lobby and dropped it in the humans' place so we could make signs, but that's all the resistance we could muster. Is it too much to ask for one Will Smith?
Which is bullshit, because they dropped it in Australia. They're surrounded by everything that's poisonous on the planet.
That's true.
But
that's
they've got nice little cookie-cutter houses that look like the one in Up.
That's true. They should have at least had a Samuel Jackson cameo just long enough for the very common great white sharks over there to pop out of the water and eat him. I'm just saying.
There are too many motherfucking sharks, scorpions, snakes, and poisonous plants in this motherfucking repopulation zone.
Motherfucking concentration camp.
You think a shark moves fast? Shark doesn't hold a candle to a Boov.
Hey, it's a concentration camp with an information center.
That's true.
It has a kiosk.
In case you want to know why you're here,
ask the Gestapo officer.
Yeah, but okay, so what's my biggest pet peeve in any movie?
Besides killing the dog. Oh, I was going to say, that was the big
Yeah,
one
you
right
were
going to
say. It's when they don't play by their own rules.
Yes. Creating a mythology and then just saying, fuck it.
Okay. Did anyone else notice how fucking fast, Rihanna girl turned her house into an impenetrable fortress to defend against the... They were still moving. It was like an hour after they got there, and she's put the place on lockdown. She knows exactly where to get supplies. It's like, how many times did your mom train you for the apocalypse? She looks out the window. The aliens are still moving in. It's been literally an hour.
Hey, man, I don't know about you, but in the 80s, I had like 5 to 6 different routes planned for Red Dawn.
Yeah, she's got booby traps set up.
I still do. I have my plan, like what the best routes to take to go to my compound.
Were you Kevin McAllister?
No, he was the guy from The Collector. No, it was way worse.
That's Home Alone. This is just, I wish I was alone at home instead of watching Home.
Yeah, this is not great. This is just, and there are parts where like literally the animation mimics how bad Rihanna's acting is.
Yeah.
Like they animate her terrible voice performance. And it's like, there's moments that are awkward, like in her like gesturing and posture, and it's like, you didn't have to draw it that way. You could have made it look better even if you couldn't do a 37th take of that line.
Yeah. You know, I think that this is one of those films where they're like, we don't really care that much what adults think about this one. It's not really for them. It is for very young toddlers. I find this film largely inoffensive because of that. It's worst, it's just fucking dull, because it's the same old, oh, look at the shiny thing, it makes a squishy sound, squeak! You know, it's that for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
And with a few, and I mean a few, genuinely funny moments in there.
Oh, like, very few.
A moment where the main boob, who is named O, because everyone, all the other boobs who see him, when they see him, go, oh!
That's right, his name is O, I forgot
that. Yeah, but it never comes up again. They don't even call him that, I don't think.
Oh, there's one point where Rihanna is supposed to call him that, but because she's such a terrible actress, he's like, no, I have to do this alone. And instead of going, oh, to say his name, she goes, oh, like, oh, okay, I didn't realize that that's what was happening, and they didn't do another take.
But there's a moment where, like, there's an alien ship crash lands, and she's like, well, why don't you use those parts to repair our ship? He's like, oh, I can't, they're metric. Yeah. And I was like, okay, that was funny. There's some funny lines snuck in there, but ultimately this is just a look how shiny and fast-moving it is type of film that's not really even all that pretty to look at. Only the Paris sequence where they go, you know, they have to go to the main aliens base in Paris so she can help get the information to rescue her mom or meet up with her mom again at the concentration camp.
Yes, and there's a scene where it's a concentration
camp. The floating Eiffel Tower turns upside down, and that sequence is actually a fun little roller coaster ride.
I just realized something. She has to rescue a piece of art from the invaders. How is this not a metaphor for World War II? She rescues a piece of art in Paris from the invading army.
Well,
wait a minute. Hold on a second.
I mean, it's happy-dappy, this whole film, obviously. But, you know, the truth of the matter is, if that this had happened to the human race, no matter how cute and adorable and cuddly these aliens might be, they were eating our art and destroying our landmarks and put us in a concentration, we would wipe out every last one of these
every last one of these boobs. I would have cunt-punted every last one of these boobs right back into space.
I don't think they have cunts.
I don't care. They're cunts.
The approximate cunt positioning.
Hey, they are cunts.
I've been paying rent in this town too long. If somebody plopped me down in Australia and said, here's your new house, I'd be like, okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a comic book store?
Yeah, I mean, they seem pretty happy about that. The thing is, I fucking, you said this is just for kids. I try to look at it as like, okay, this is going to be for me. This is going to be my film. Like,
right.
What's in it for me? And there's not a lot. There's not a lot for me. The animation is bad. It's bland storytelling.
Yeah.
And I try to give it the context. Okay, it's for kids. It's for kids. There's a screaming baby behind me. It's for kids. There's a screaming baby behind me. Okay, cool. And, you know, I try to take it all in stride. But, it's just so depressing how
it's
bland it's gotten.
It's kind of sad because I think the overall concept is somewhat fresh and funny, which is like, okay, what if the alien abductors, which is, you know, a very strong trope,
are just clueless?
Yeah, what if they're just clueless? Or what if they're you know, trying to escape something that's trying to abduct them? And, you know, the meta's fine. There's a lot going for it there. But, man, they just stuck this right on the assembly line. They're like, okay, get this director, this writer's room, these animators, and crank it the fuck out. And that's what they did. And it's an assembly line movie.
Yeah. You know what? You keep saying it's for kids, and on a lot of levels I agree with you. but I don't want to give too much away about the ending, but spoiler alert, jizz jar.
Right.
Just the whole movie revolves around an intergalactic jizz jar.
The thing is, this isn't even a bad director. Tim Johnson made Ants, which was a pretty damn good animated film. He made Over the Hedge.
I liked Over
the Hedge.
Which
nobody expected to be any good and was surprisingly entertaining. I mean, he's not bad. He's made some good animated films, but this is felt like, okay, you're just making a product. Just sit back and just do it.
How is this movie already made $20 million? It's not even out yet.
I don't know.
That's fucked up.
This felt like, you know, the studio was very much at the helm here. There was not a lot of artistic expression. It was like, okay, animators, make this cute. Make it cuter. Make it cuter. Make everything bubbles. Okay, we're good to go.
Pop songs. Yeah. Pop songs. Rihanna, where is she?
Yeah. Hey, sing. Who can we attach this? Who's hot right now? Who do the kids like?
Rihanna.
She's not problematic at all.
Come on, everyone knows the kids like Henry Rollins. Come on.
I would have liked that, I'm just saying.
And this was actually a sequel to a short that was attached to the execrable Rio 2 that DreamWorks put out that was basically this alien race trying to find a new planet and then finding the Earth. So this is what happens next. In the ultimate kind of like, yeah, we're just giving you a preview for the new movie that we're putting out, but we're going to call it a funny little separate short.
Ha-ha.
Ha-ha. Fooled you. Aren't you ready to buy our product?
That's all I got to say.
Ha-ha, product!
That's as much laughter as I can muster.
That's the lone guy in the quiet theater.
Yeah, in the quiet theater?
Yeah, no. That was the best thing about having the small child literally screaming feet away from our ears is that when it was finally removed, everything else was just kind of a dull roar.
Yeah, that's true. But that should tell you a lot. Again, you say it's for kids, that kid sure as shit didn't like it.
Yeah, don't bring your babies to a movie. What's wrong with you?
An infant cannot focus on a screen. Yeah. They can't see it.
It has no object permanence.
Yeah. And
also, it's a fucking baby.
And believe me, lady, no matter how many times you scream, shut up at your infant.
At a child. You call us monsters.
Like, I mean, this kid clearly cannot speak any English at all. Shut up means nothing.
That's racist. That is super. I know we were watching this in Austin.
Or
Chris,
Spanish.
But that is fucking. Oh, okay.
Or Spanish. Or French. Or whatever. Shall I go through them all?
Yeah, ass is covered.
That's the thing. I'm never mad at the kid.
No!
That's what kids do.
I am.
He's like, fuck this kid.
But Sam, as we all know, you are a monster.
Kid Trebuchet time!
Yes, don't you steal my patents, Chris. Kidapult and Kid Trebuchet. Actually, it was Kidapult and Toddler Trebuchet are my ideas, and I will fucking defend my patents.
Well, fuck you, Baby Ballista is mine.
Oh, this is so much more fun than this movie.
We all play D&D, can you tell?
Right?
Yeah. I mean, once again, I don't think it's not. There have been movies like there's one, and there was another Aliens Coming to Earth animated film a couple years
ago. Planet 51.
It was actually to the point where I was pissed off watching it. I was like, none of these jokes are funny. It's just so, some of it's even mildly offensive. It's like, this is aggressively bad. This movie is not aggressively bad.
See, and that's interesting because I didn't like Planet 51 either, but I would rather watch the Portuguese dub of that movie than watch this piece of shit again.
What about the Spanish dub, you racist?
I wanted to spread it out and be more culturally diverse, but whatever. We'll go with racist.
Yeah, I like that better.
Yeah. And you know what kids really love is
Brazilians are Spaniards, right?
They're Latino, I don't know.
Stop. We should stop now.
They all came from Africa, guys.
And sued.
They certainly brought a lot of people over from there.
I think what kids will really appreciate about this movie is the reference to Steve Martin's Wild and Crazy Guys walk that he does as the alien at one point behind the hero. And I'm like, for kids.
Wow, even I didn't catch that. Yeah, I'm old.
Well, we have talked for 17 minutes about
this. You are shitting me right now.
Thoroughly mediocre animated film. Let's go to our final thoughts. Sam, I know you haven't done this before. Mm. Our final thoughts, we give a brief summation of how we feel about the film, any last points you want to throw out, and then you give it a 1 to 10 or 1 to 5 rating that we call our arbitrary rating. For instance, if we were watching a movie about cats, I might give it 3 out of 10 hairballs. You know, you just make something up.
Okay,
so Sam?
Oh, I get to start?
Yeah, you get to start. How about that? How
do you like me overall, now? Bland. It's lower tier animated film, and lower tier DreamWorks would say something about it. yeah, it's obviously like the third, because they were making three movies a year. It's obviously the third film they sort of shit out and just didn't think about. And I think I would give it a 2 out of 10 unnecessary dance sequences.
Nice.
With fucking stupid marshmallow looking alien.
Bo?
If this movie were a girl, it would really like pumpkin spice latte and own a lot of Uggs, because it is basic as shit. That's what it comes down to. It's not dislikable. You just don't want to have a long conversation with it in line at Starbucks. there's nothing really offensive about this movie. If you've got kids and you're like, okay, this, I need something to distract them for 2 hours, go see this. It won't be like nails on a chalkboard, but you'll forget everything about it like the minute you walk out of the movie theater. It's just inoffensive fluff, made to get a buck from parents, and it's sad that a decent studio like DreamWorks that could do much better when it tries harder didn't try harder. But hey, man, fuck you, parents. It's March and we need money. I give it 3 out of one of the many thousands of Rihanna songs I'm convinced that they play during this movie.
Fair enough. I agree with you, Bo, especially here on this one, that, yeah, I didn't find anything about it that was, like, dislikable per se. It's just, it's worse banal for adults. The thing you bring your 4-year-old to, who's going to laugh and be entertained by how fast it moves, how colorful it is, how simple it is for them to understand. But, if you're trying to analyze it in an adult context at all, there's, as Brian says, there's no respect to its own mythology. There's ridiculous contextual stuff inside that you're like, wait, how would that possibly, what difference does it, 20 minutes in, you should be like, why am I still worrying about this shit? It's just not that kind of film, which doesn't make it any better. It just, to me, doesn't necessarily make it any worse either. It's just like, it is what it is. It is a piece of fluff that has cute moments, but quickly will lose your interest as a grown-up. I give it 3 out of 10 pieces of chewing gum that lose their flavor after like 2 or 3 minutes.
If this movie were a girl, it would be the horrible ex-girlfriend that you thought you would scrub completely out of your life.
Oh my God.
But keeps coming back and annoying you to the point that you just wish she was dead. Also,
could you show me on this beer bottle where Rihanna hurt you?
Actually, it was Chris Brown who hurt her. But the thing is, like, maybe, Chris, maybe if the writers got paid in cookies and hugs, I would let them off the hook because they were just writing a kid's movie. But they got paid in real millions of dollars, so fuck them.
They don't
get that pass from me.
They probably were not paid millions of dollars.
They were not paid cookies.
I assure you, the writers on this film did not make $1 million.
They were paid a lot more.
All of them.
They were paid a lot more than we will ever see in our lifetime, true, is my point.
At this point, I would take cookies and hugs.
Yes.
It would be more money than I'm making now.
So, this review is brought to you by Audible and cookies and hugs.
True. Click on the audible.com link at the bottom of the screen.
That's a real thing.
God, we've got to get you a better job.
Right? But yeah, no, I think this movie is fucking awful. I don't even like the character design. Like, the one decently designed character was the bad guy, and then when the curtains kind of pulled back on that, I'm like, are you fucking serious? That's all it is? You've literally run out. You have run out of alien designs, and now you're just going with shapes. Shapes is how you design aliens now? Like, the main characters are basically the little baby squids that fart from Finding Nemo, and then the bad guy is just a shape! Like, no one is trying! That's what really bothers me about this movie. It's like, yeah, maybe if I were a screaming toddler, maybe this movie would have entertained me as much as a pair of jangling keys. But the thing is, nobody's fucking trying, and I don't think that that's... I don't think that should be excused because they're making a kid's movie. Well, Somebody put some fucking effort into this.
We did give it a top rating 3 out of 10, so I don't think we're making that many.
You guys
allowances.
Are being very, very generous.
I agree with you, Sam. I agree. And for that reason...
And I was too.
And for that reason...
Well, we're glad you're here, Lewis Black.
I am going to give this movie
one out of 10 cheeseburgers that no one can has. No one can has.
Why do you got to bring my Lolcats into this?
Because
they did nothing.
They wrote the dialogue, clearly.
You
the
can't
cat
prove
was the best
that.
Thing about the fucking performance.
That's but, true, actually.
According to this, Tom J. Astle and Matt Ember wrote the screenplay, and I can tell you right now for a fact, neither one of them is a cat. I know all the cats, Brian.
Look, you don't know anything about cat science, Chris. I know the history of cat science.
Were you just talking out of your ass about cat science? Who are you? Like,
I'm Lord Xenu.
Fair enough. Oh, geez.